morning. It's just a blessing, a privilege to be here and be able to share the Word of God with you guys. And, you know, it feels kind of strange. You know, I think for us as a body of Christ, you know, I'm missing that part of just being with everybody together. But, you know, even if we are not the same, under the same roof, we are unified in Christ, and that makes a big difference. You know, even if I don't see the faces that I usually see on Sunday mornings, you know, it's just a blessing to know that now through this, you know, computers and, you know, all of that, now we can be unified and worshiping God. And I just pray for all of you that are home right now that you will be able to just to feel that presence. You know, I think we are the ones that are here, we can feel the presence of God. You know, the power that, you know, His name carries, and be able to worship. You know, the songs that we just sing, it was just a powerful songs just to remind us of the powerful God that we worship, the powerful God that we, you know, that is our God. You know, we can say that with, you know, with confidence in our hearts and with that conviction in our hearts that He's real. And then as you guys remember, we started 3 weeks ago the series I Am. And then the scripture that we have for that series is in Exodus 3:13-15 that reads like this. Then Moses said to God, if I come to the people of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is His name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And He said, say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say this to the people of Israel, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered through all the generations. What is this so important to us? What is, you know, what is this I am? It is so important, especially for us and, you know, in our lives today. What is that so important for us to remember? And I just love this scripture and how it's saying, you know, the God of your fathers. And then it really relates myself. I relate myself to that a lot because I think times when I have the opportunity to share last time, I was explaining or telling you how God became so real in our family and in how it became for us when we were little. My parents will send us to church, but they will stay at home. And then God became, they just gave their lives to Jesus. I don't know what everything happened. But I saw the relationship, the transformation that started to happen in their lives. And then we were able to see how it became so real to them that it started a big transformation in their lives. And then I remember until today, you know, how the transition, and still today, God still transforming their lives and my lives. But it was so powerful to me to get to know how real God became to my parents and how every promise in the Bible was a big transformation for them. So as I grow up, I wanted that for me. I want to be not the God of my parents, but my own God. And then I want to become just like really be able to live in a life when I can really say, you know, this is my God, and He's so real to me. So as I grow up and I, you know, became teenager, you know, with this changes in your lives, you know how important is the presence of God in your life to confirm that He is your God, and He's going to be walking with you through those years. And then I became an adult, and I have to make decisions, you know, with my life, and, you know, if I get married, if I don't, if I come to the U.S. or I've known, things like that. It was so real that I really trust in Him, and that I will come to him for answers. And then now that I am a mom, and you know, with my husband, you know, we want that the same relationship for us, that he's so real to us, that he's been our provider, our healer, our protector, and then too many things for us, that we want the same thing for our kids. And then how this will become through generations. And I hope, and that's our prayer. We were talking with my husband about that, that we want that my kids will be able to have that relationship, personal relationship with God. So they will be like, not the God of my parents, but the God of their parents. And then we'll be like that through generations. And I don't know, my grandkids and my great-grandkids and all of them, they will be able to have that deeper relationship and get to know the real God in a way that we can walk and be just so we convicted about who he is for ourselves. And then, you know, it's just that powerful God, you know, the powerful name. When we mention that name, we can see just the power that carries, you know, and knowing that he's the real God, he is, you know, the self-sufficient God, and Pastor Craig, in the first series, he was explaining what I am means, and I encourage you to go and see the message again, and to study for that, like a deeper study on what that mean, you know, the meaning of the I am. It is. And then to us, you know, and then it just reminds me, that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the one that God who was, who is, and who will be. So that gives us, you know, gives me confidence that I know that even through the situations in life, he will never change. He will be the same today and forever. And then the theme for today is I am the gate. And it's in John chapter 10, verse 7 and 9. There is like this. Therefore, Jesus said again, very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pastures. What did Jesus mean when he said, I am the gate? You know, if we read in this is the statement, I am the door, found in John 10:7, is the third of seven I am declarations of Jesus recorded only in John's gospel. These I am proclamations point to his unique divine identity and purpose. And, you know, in this scripture is saying that I am the gate. And I want you to circle that, because it doesn't say I am a gate. It's saying I am the gate, which means that's the only way through heaven, through Jesus, to God. So through Jesus Christ, we have the enter to God. And that's the only way that we can come through him. He's the only door by which we may enter and be saved. Jesus is only, you know, we all read we know the scriptures in John 3:16. You know that we've been saved through Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only life, I don't know in English, through Jesus Christ. But we have salvation through him only. Porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo que ha dado a su Hijo unigénito para que todo aquel que en él crea tenga vida eterna. And you know it, so you know what I'm saying. And you know, and it is a powerful, powerful scripture. And we know that, and we have to really be convinced about that. And then with this scripture, Pastor Craig brought that on Monday for our devotional. You know, have no idea about how to raise the sheep and how that thing it is. I have no clue. But, you know, Pastor Greg brought that to us in the examples of two different groups of people. Like in the cities, they have, you know, the sheep, and they have like a parking spot, I guess, where they have to bring their sheep. And they have a big place where gatekeeper will, you know, let them come in. You know, the shepherd will bring their own sheep and then bring it to that place to spend the night, and the gatekeeper will have to protect them, you know, through the night. And then in the morning, when the shepherds come, they will call the sheep out, and the sheep, because they know their voice, the shepherd's voice, they will follow him and will go out. So the responsibility of the gatekeeper was to, you know, protect the sheep through the night, but also be able to see when they go to their own shepherd. And it's so cool to see, you know, that the protection, or like the place of the gatekeeper. And this is one of the parts. And the other one was that in the small little towns, you know, where they have like all surrounded, we have a picture of that in here, and it's so clear, like they were surrounded by rocks, you know, like a circle, and then they will let the sheep come through just one space right there, and then they have to come to that place and spend the night there. But then the shepherd will have to, or the gatekeeper will have to lay down through the door, so the sheep will not be able to go out unless, you know, will go over him. And then the same thing, if, you know, the animals will want to come and attack the sheep, they will have to come through him. So it's just two different ways for us to be able to understand the place of who Jesus is. He is the gate, you know, to for us to go to the Father. And then he's also the gatekeeper who protects us, who takes care of us, and then, you know, protect the sheep, but only through him. And then what a big example, you know, like him has to be laying down through the door. And it's what Jesus did for us. He laid his life for you and me. He gave his life for you and me so we all can have salvation and then be, you know, be able to, in the near future, be with God forever. But for now, we have salvation through Jesus Christ. And that is the power of this scripture in John 10. And I like how the scripture starts with truly, truly, I'll tell you. And it's because it's saying something important. So it's trying to get our attention to that. So we'll be able to really grasp that and be able to keep it in our hearts, knowing that he is the only way through Jesus Christ, through heaven, I'm sorry. So what did Jesus mean when he said, I am the gate? He means that only through him. There is no way, no other way. And then people will say, maybe, you know, people will say, maybe what we do will make us go heaven. What religion will make you go to heaven. Or if you just baptize, you will be to heaven. There are things that we will do in result for our relationship with Jesus Christ. We will be baptized because of obedience for what he has told us to do, but not to be saved. The Bible clearly tells us that through Jesus Christ is that we are going to have salvation. And the gate represents Jesus as the only way to salvation and eternal life, and his sheep are under his watchful care. In Acts, it's not here, but in Acts 4:10 and 12 says, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. This scripture was today in Bible Gateway. I'm part of that, but that was the scripture that came up for the day. And it was just so powerful, the reminder that only through Jesus Christ we can have salvation. You know, a confirmation about where is our faith based on? In Jesus Christ only. And in John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus as the gate also represents freedom. You know, the example that Sarah gave us just a little bit ago about, you know, that wall. You know, we are covered on that. You know, when we are sinning, we are in that place of, you know, we're slaves of sin. So we are covered on that. But then when we ask for forgiveness, you know, we come to God and we ask for forgiveness, that wall is completely destroyed. And then we are clean and we have that freedom in coming before the Lord and say, God, here I am because you make me clean, not because what I'm doing, but because of what you did in the cross for me. So I can be, you know, I can have eternal life with God forever. John 8:36 says, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And the next part, what assures me of being in the fold? What will be giving you the confidence that I am part of that fold? The first part is believe. Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever will draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Knowing the nature of God is great love for us and his desire to have a relationship with him. You know, he is ready for you and me to come before him and knowing that, you know, we know who we are. You know, before him, we are not clean. We are not perfect. We're sinners. But if we know that and we come before him repenting of that, of our sins, he is there ready for us to come and forgive us and give us the life that we need, salvation and the forgiveness of our sins. And then number two, the repent of our sins. Acts 3:19 says, repent then and turn back that your sins might be blotted out. The NIV reads that your sins may be wiped out. The times of refreshing may come from the Lord. So imagine that God will clean out. He will erase everything that we have done bad. And then we can think like, I'm not that bad person. But we know we're sinners, and then God is the only one that can come and clean that sin in ours, in ourselves, and then through the blood of Jesus Christ, that we have the forgiveness of our sins, and then we can come before him. And then for you and me today, you know, being able to really believe that in our hearts. And especially in this time, I read something that, you know, we were on our way to Rock Hill, and then there was a church that have something saying like this, like, life is fragile, you know, it's so fragile. Then, you know, come, you know, in prayer before the God. And we know, before God, I'm sorry. And then we know that, you know, life is so fragile, you know, things will happen constantly. But if we are really holding on who our God is, that's the only way that will keep us, you know, strong in our faith and be able to stand up and say, you know, I'm holding on to your promises. I'm holding on to what you say in the Bible. I'm holding on because, you know, from 40 years, I've been able to see that you've been faithful to me and you are going to be faithful to my generations and you're going to be faithful every time. Especially in this time, we are living now, I encourage you guys to live out your faith. You know, my parents, I'm so thankful for them because they live their faith out. Don't leave it in a secret. Don't leave it like, you know, it's not for everybody who will say like, oh, you are so good or blah, blah, blah. But to encourage others that God is so real to us, to encourage others that you know, he's real. He's God. And then I just think what Pastor Grace said, because on Friday, I was so heavy. I was so heavy because, you know, I'm a human and I will get worried about situations or whatever. But then I just really became on my knees and I say, God, here I am, you know. You are in control. You are sovereign. And you know what is going to come. And then I want to stand firm in my faith, knowing that you are God. And he is giving me this great responsibility of coming before you to tell you that he is the only way through God. And he is. And I can tell you, in my human nature, many times I will be kind of, you know, like, you know, scary or not knowing or coming like, are you God? Are you there? Are you really listening to my prayers? And he will remind me one after time and another time. He will remind me that he is God, that he is sovereign, that he is the only real God, that he has the control of everything in our lives. There is nothing that will happen if it's not his will. Everything is in control for him. He is in control of everything. So that gives me peace, and that gives me, you know, it was a really refreshing time coming before of him. And I encourage you, if you feel like that, just come before the Lord and bow down, you know, just fall on your knees and just tell him what is in your heart. It's no a better place to be in his presence. And he, I promise, he will give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. He will, because he is God. And he never fails to his promises. And then here, what are his promises? We are always under his protection. You know, I don't know much about sheep. But what I know, sheep are very stubborn, and they need someone to follow, and that's us. We need to follow God, and he promises as our shepherd that he's going to protect us. He's going to care for you and me. He's going to take care of all of our needs, and it doesn't matter what things look like, but he promises that for us, because he's not dependent on the market. He's not dependent on the, you know, the coronavirus. He's not dependent on that. He's God, and he can do what he has promised to do, because he is the one who gave us life. He who is the one who has the power to change things, because he is God. And in the second part, we will find pastures. Psalms 9:10 says, and those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. And that's that's something that you can hold on. He will never forsake those who seek you. If we seek God, he promises that he's going to find pastor. He's going to provide for all of our needs. And it's there. If you need that refresh, if you need to remember that, go to the Bible. Spend that time in the Bible, and he will remember that in your heart. Pray for God to speak into your life. And I remember, I think last message, last Sunday, Pastor Craig said, I'm not going to be able to convince you. And that's true. We are here just to be an instrument from God. But the only person that can bring conviction to your heart is the Holy Spirit. And that's my prayer for you today, that God will speak into your life, especially in this time, in this moment, that God will speak into your life, and you will be able to be convinced of who you trust in, who God is for you. He is so real. He's so real. He's going to be the same yesterday, today, and forever. You have to hold on that truth. You have to. And I want to leave that out. I want to leave it. And I'm sorry. But God is so real. God was so powerful that He transformed the life of my family. He rescued them. He brought life into their lives, into my family's marriage, to my parents' marriage. And I don't know where I should be today if God didn't, well, if He will not show up in their lives. In the transformation that started to happen, and in how they were so, like, passionate about getting to know God and living out their faith, that we were able to see my God talking to people on the streets, my mom bringing from what they have in their home to share with others. It was so powerful to me that was so real, and I wanted to be real in my life. And it's been like that. It's been times where it's hard to believe, like these times. But then God reminds me that He is real to me. Thank you, Mama. Thank you. And then that's what I want to leave out to my family. And that's what I want to bring out to you. That God is real. He is the only way through heaven. And I just want to pray for all of us tonight, today. And pray that, you know, that God will bring conviction to your hearts. That this message, this series, and what a perfect timing, you know, that we can learn who God is and be able to really trust in that. So I'm going to pray right now. Dear God, thank You so much for Your presence. Thank You so much for loving us and caring for us. Even in the midst of this time, in these situations, and this time of anxiety, or that maybe fear, that God, You will bring to us a peace that only You can give. You are sovereign. You are the God who can transform everything. And I praise You for these times in our lives, because these times, these situations, these moments in our lives bring us back to You. And I know many countries, many churches, and many places, many people in this time are getting together, gathering together to lift up Your name, because at the end, we know that our lives are not in this earth, but our lives is going to be to spend it with You eternally in heaven. And I pray that You will give us the strength, that You give us the courage to stand up and be a light, be the salt that You are calling us to be. And I pray for the people, whoever is in a place of uncertain, that he's not convinced. But I pray that Your Holy Spirit will bring conviction to their hearts, wherever they are in this moment. And then thank You, God, for bringing us together in the same spirit to honor You, to lift Your name on high, and knowing that You are God. In Jesus' name. And I want to leave you with this scripture in 1 Peter 5:4. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. And that's our hope. Our hope is not in this earth. Our hope is just to live with God eternally. And that's what gives us the strength that we need. And be out. Just be a light. It's not easy, but God is with us. He's going to give us and put the words that we need to be the light that everybody out there needs. God is real. And I know we're here because of that. just leave out your faith and know he's the only gate through salvation. Thank you for your time.